We're at an important crossroads in our country in terms of how the police operate and how the courts are not operating. And let me explain what I'm saying about that. The only thing that I believe now, and people like Thomas Jefferson and some of the so-called founding fathers wrote about this, their vision was is that when the Constitution was at peril or when government officials got out of control, the courts, the judges, would be there to protect us and protect the Constitution. Unfortunately, we're not seeing that today. What's happening is the police have essentially been given a green light by the United States Supreme Court in several key decisions over the last few years, including a case, Kentucky versus King, allowing the police, if they arrive at the wrong door, as a SWAT team, all decked out in armor and military gear, if they arrive at the wrong door, wrong place, and don't have a warrant, but they think you're the person inside that may be doing something wrong, they can go through your door, crash through your door without a search warrant. This is in search of something like a marijuana joint. Another key case was the Florence case, where the court upheld strip searches. If you're arrested for a minor traffic offense and taken to the police station, you can be strip searched. Little wonder, then, some of the cases that are now surfacing, which are quite shocking. Let me give you a few examples. Consider, for example, what happened to 38-year-old Angel Dobbs and her 24-year-old niece, Ashley. They were pulled over by a Texas state trooper on July 13, 2012, allegedly for flicking cigarette butts out of the car window. First, the policeman berated the women for littering on the highway, then insisted that he smelled marijuana. He proceeded to interrogate them and search their car. Despite the fact that both women denied smoking or possessing any kind of marijuana, the police officer then called a female trooper who carried out a roadside cavity search, sticking her fingers into the older woman's anus and vagina, then performing the same procedure on the younger woman wearing the same pair of gloves. Incredibly, no marijuana was found. Then there's the case of Lila Tarantino, who was subjected to two roadside strip searches in plain view of passing cars and traffic during a routine traffic stop while her two children, ages 1 and 4, waited inside her car. During the second strip search, presumably in an effort to ferret out drugs, the female officer forcefully removed a tampon from Tarantino's body. No contraband or anything illegal was found. The issue of strip searches is going to increase. We're going to see some instances that are going to shock us even further than the things I've talked about. For example, 4 Milwaukee police have been charged with carrying out rectal searches of suspects on the street and in police district stations over the course of the past several years. One of the officers is accused of conducting searches of men's anal and scrotal areas, often inserting his fingers into their rectums and leaving some of the victims with bleeding rectums. Halfway across the country, the city of Oakland, California has agreed to pay $4.6 million to 39 men who had their pants pulled down by police on city streets between 2002 and 2009. Examples of minor infractions which have resulted in strip searches include individuals arrested for driving with a noisy muffler, driving with an inoperable headlight, failing to use a turn signal, riding a bicycle without an audible bell, making an improper left turn, engaging in an anti-war demonstration. Police have carried out strip searches for passing a bad check, dog lease violations, filing a false police report, failing to produce a driver's license after making an illegal left turn, having outstanding parking tickets, and public intoxication. Also, a failure to pay child support has also resulted in a strip search. The only thing, in my opinion, right now that's standing between us and a total police state are the courts. We're not going to get any help from Congress or the president, in my opinion. So are we going to have courts of justice or courts of order? Now, courts of order are going to enforce the regime. Courts of justice are going to protect and uphold our Constitution. If we don't have courts of justice, if they don't protect the Constitution, then in my opinion, freedom as we have known it will be lost.